Okay, so picture this. You're finally going to Italy. You've been dreaming of this trip for, like, ever.
Yeah, it's an amazing place. I'm sure you've got all the big hitters on your list. Colosseum, Leaning Tower, all that good stuff.
For sure. But on this deep dive, we're not just going to hit the tourist traps. We're going to unearth those local secrets, the things that will make you feel like you belong, you know?
Right, exactly. Because who wants to be that tourist, the one with the guidebook glued to their face, missing out on the real deal? Not us. We're going to unpack all those tips and tricks to help you navigate Italy like a pro.
Love it. Now, let's be real. If you've spent 5 minutes researching Rome, you've probably come across a horror story or two about pickpockets. Are those just stories, or is there some truth to them?
Well, unfortunately, Rome does have its fair share of pickpockets, but hey, every big city has its downsides. The key is knowing their tactics, and trust me, these guys are clever.
Oh, I bet. Give me the inside scoop. What are their go-to moves?
Distraction is their best friend. It could be a group of kids, you know, creating a scene to throw you off guard.
Oh, yeah.
While you're busy shooing them away, someone else makes a grab for your wallet. Another classic is the bump and lift. Someone accidentally bumps into you, maybe apologizes profusely, and voila, your wallet's gone. And then there's the honey trap.
Ooh, that sounds intriguing and dangerous, for my wallet at least.
Right. Basically, they use someone attractive to distract you. Maybe they accidentally spill something on you. Maybe they ask for directions. And while you're charmed, an accomplice swoops in and makes off with your valuables.
Wow. I need to up my awareness game, clearly.
Awareness is key, absolutely. And speaking of awareness, our source had some good advice about that. Be mindful of your cell phone.
Oh yeah, that's like gold to a pickpocket.
Especially in crowded places, like public transport or those bustling piazzas. You're distracted scrolling through Instagram. It's an easy target. Keep it secure.
Solid advice. And speaking of keeping things secure, our source suggests using Hotel Face for those unnecessary valuables. If you trust it, they say.
Yeah, that little caveat made me chuckle. Hotel safes. Let's just say they're not foolproof. I've heard stories.
Oh, really? Like what?
Well, let's just say some safes are easier to crack than others. And sometimes it's not even a break-in. It's a case of lost keys or system malfunction.
Not ideal.
Right. So while a hotel safe is a good first line of defense, I wouldn't rely on it entirely. Layering your security is key. Money belts are always an option, but honestly, they can be a bit
bulky, uncomfortable.
Exactly. And they can screen tourists, which kind of defeats the purpose.
So what's your go-to then? Any secret weapon in the fight against pickpockets?
I'm a big fan of the PackSafe CoverSafe V100.
Okay, and what's that?
It's this slim little pouch you can wear under your clothes, passport, cash, credit cards, everything's safe and discreet. You won't even notice it's there. And the best part, no one else will either.
That's brilliant. Way less conspicuous than a fanny pack.
Right.
Okay, so we've tackled the pickpocket problem. What's next on our Italian adventure checklist?
Well, no trip to Italy is complete without battling your way through some seriously impressive crowds, especially at the must-see spots.
Oh, tell me about it. It's like a sea of selfie sticks. Any way to escape the hordes and actually, you know, see the sights.
Timing, my friend. Timing is everything. Imagine this. You're standing in the Galleria dell'Accademia, early morning, sunlight streaming through the windows, illuminating Michelangelo's David, and you practically have the place to yourself.
Oh, that's the dream.
Right. Early mornings are magical. Or if you're not a morning person, try late evenings. The crowds thin out, and there's a different kind of magic in the air.
I guess I can handle a late night gelato run if I have to.
Exactly. You'll catch locals enjoying their passeggiata, their evening stroll before dinner. It's a whole different vibe.
Love it. Now, I've noticed our source mentions the Centro Storico quite a bit. What's so special about it?
The Centro Storico, it's like stepping back in time. Imagine cobblestone streets, ancient buildings, hidden courtyards.
Okay, now you're just making me want to book a flight right now.
It's the heart of the city where it all began. You'll find amazing restaurants, charming shops, and a completely different pace of life.
Sounds amazing, but also maybe a bit pricey.
It can be, yeah, especially during peak season. But honestly, it's often worth it for the atmosphere and convenience. Everything is right there.
So maybe not the best place to stay if you're on a tight budget.
Well, it depends. You could try visiting during the shoulder season, spring or fall. Fewer crowds, more affordable prices.
Good to know. Okay, so we've conquered the crowds, found our ideal accommodation. What's next? The age-old question. To rent a car or not to rent a car?
That is the question, isn't it? Italy will put your driving skills to the test.
Oh, our source mentioned that. They made it sound exciting, a little terrifying, maybe. And then there's something about these ZTLs.
Yes, the infamous ZTLs, limited traffic zones. They're everywhere in Italian city centers.
And what are they exactly? Some kind of Italian driving exam I need to pass.
Something like that. They're basically designed to keep traffic out of historic city centers, which, don't get me wrong, is a good thing for preserving these beautiful places, but they can be a nightmare to navigate, especially if you're not familiar with them.
I'm sensing a story here. Have you had a run-in with a ZTL?
Let's just say I've seen firsthand what happens when you accidentally wander into one. Those fines are not for the faint of heart.
So how do we avoid making that mistake? Any tips for surviving its Italian roads? Okay, so those ZTLs sound like a minefield for tourists. How do we avoid accidentally setting off any alarms?
Keep your eyes peeled for the signs. They usually have a red circle on a white background. Think of it like a stop sign. Proceed with extreme caution, or even better, find an alternate route.
Got it. Avoid at all costs. Any other life-saving tips for navigating those Italian roads?
Honestly, renting a car in Italy is an adventure in itself. Just be prepared for narrow, winding roads, especially in the countryside. And Italian drivers, well, let's just say they have their own unique style.
Our source definitely hinted at that.
It's all part of the charm, but if you're not a confident driver, I'd say stick to public transport. Italy has a fantastic network of trains and buses that can get you pretty much anywhere you want to go.
Okay, sold. Public transport it is. But to be honest, navigating a foreign public transport system can be a bit daunting. Any insider tips on how to conquer Italian buses and trains like a pro?
I've got you covered. First things first, validation is key. Don't forget to validate your ticket before boarding a train.
Validation? Is that like a secret handshake for train tickets?
Kind of. Basically, you need to find those little yellow validation machines, usually near the platforms, and insert your ticket to get it snapped.
And what happens if you forget?
Let's just say those conductors have a sixth sense when it comes to unvalidated tickets, and the fines can be hefty.
Yikes. Okay, validation it is. Anything else we should know?
Let's see, our source also mentioned picking up a few basic Italian phrases can go a long way.
Oh, for sure. I always try to learn a little lingo before traveling. It's amazing how much even a simple buongiorno can improve your interactions.
It's true. It shows respect and opens doors. Even if you only know a few phrases, Italians appreciate the effort.
And sometimes, a few words, a smile, and some strategic hand gestures were all you need to get your point across right.
Absolutely. It's all part of the fun. But on a more serious note, knowing a few basic phrases in Italian could actually be crucial in an emergency.
That's a really good point.
You never know when you might need to ask for help. And in those situations, those few Italian phrases could make all the difference.
So we've covered transportation, pickpockets, even brushing up on our Italian. What else should our listener know before hopping on that plane to Italy?
You know, beyond all the practical stuff, the best travel advice I can give is this. Be open to the unexpected.
I love that. It's so easy to get caught up in planning every little detail.
Right. But sometimes the most memorable moments are the ones you don't plan. Those detours, those spontaneous decisions, that's where the magic happens.
Totally agree. Speaking of magic, our source seems pretty passionate about exploring beyond the tourist hotspots.
Italy is so much more than just Rome and Florence, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
Each region has its own unique flavor, its own personality. You could spend weeks exploring Tuscany, for instance, with its rolling hills and vineyards.
Dreamy.
Or maybe you're drawn to the coast. The Amalfi Coast is breathtaking, with its dramatic cliffs and colorful villages.
Okay, now I need to add that to my list.
And let's not forget about Pompeii. Talk about a history lesson.
It's incredible how much history is packed into this one country.
Yeah.
But with so much to see and experience, it can be a little overwhelming, right? Like, where do you even begin?
Start with what sets your soul on fire. Are you a history buff? Foodie? Art enthusiast? Let your passions be your guide.
That's such a great way to approach it. Don't try to do it all. Choose a few things that truly resonate with you and really immerse yourself in those experiences.
Exactly. It's about quality, not quantity. And speaking of immersion, don't be afraid to connect with the locals.
Oh, for sure. Italians are some of the warmest, most welcoming people I've ever met.
They really are. And they love sharing their culture with visitors. Strike up a conversation, ask for recommendations. You'll be amazed at what you discover.
Those interactions are always the best part of traveling, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. They're the memories you'll carry with you long after you've unpacked your bags.
This has been such a great deep dive. I feel so much more prepared for my trip to Italy now. Any final words of wisdom for our listeners before we wrap things up?
Here's a little something to think about. As you're exploring Italy, taking in all the iconic sights and savoring the delicious food, don't forget to appreciate the smaller details.
Oh, I love that.
The way the sunlight hits the cobblestone streets, the sound of laughter coming from a nearby cafe, the smell of freshly baked bread.
It's those little moments
that capture the true essence of a place.
So well said. Okay, folks, I think we've got our homework. It's time to pack your bags, grab your appetite for adventure, and get ready to say ciao to the Italian experience of a lifetime. Thanks for joining us on this incredible deep dive.
As a listener or a viewer, you can now get an instantly downloadable copy of any of the immersive Italian travel guidebooks at 50% off the normal price at theinnersecrets.com. Look for the menu item on the homepage, Viewers and Listeners Shop. Thank you for listening today.